Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, May 29th, Happy Resurrection Day. I'm reading from the New International Version. We will pick up in Leviticus chapter 19, starting in verse 19. Then we'll read Psalm 3 and 1 Corinthians 16. In Leviticus 19 today, we continue in the holiness code, starting in verse 19, and we'll read through the end of the chapter. Keep my decrees. Do not mate different kinds of animals. Do not plant your field with two kinds of seed. Do not wear clothing woven of two kinds of material. If a man sleeps with a female slave who is promised to another man, but who has not been ransomed or given her freedom, there must be due punishment. Yet they are not to be put to death because she has not been freed. The man, however, must bring a ram to the entrance of the tent of meeting for a guilt offering to the Lord. With the ram of the guilt offering, the priest is to make atonement for him before the Lord for the sin he has committed, and his sin will be forgiven. When you enter the land and plant any kind of fruit tree, regardless, its fruit is forbidden. For 3 years, you are to consider it forbidden. It must not be eaten. On the fourth year, all its fruit will be holy, an offering of praise to the Lord. But in the fifth year, you may eat its fruit. In this way, your harvest will be increased. I am the Lord your God. Do not eat any meat with blood still in it. Do not practice divination or seek omens. Do not cut the hair at the sides of your head or clip off the edges of your beard. Do not cut your bodies for the dead or put tattoo marks on yourselves. I am the Lord. Do not degrade your daughter by making her a prostitute, or the land will turn to prostitution and be filled with wickedness. Observe my Sabbaths and have reverence for my sanctuary. I am the Lord. Do not turn to mediums or seek out spiritists, for you will be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. Stand up in the presence of the aged, show respect for the elderly, and revere your God. I am the Lord. When a foreigner resides among you in your land, do not mistreat them. The foreigner residing among you must be treated as your native born. Love them as yourself, for you were foreigners in Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Do not use dishonest standards when measuring length, weight, or quantity. Use honest scales and honest weights, an honest ephah and an honest hin. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt. Keep all my decrees and all my laws and follow them. I am the Lord. Before we move on, I just want to talk about this a little bit. Remember yesterday, the most important thing that we took away was verse 18, love your neighbor as yourself. So some of these laws are associated to the fact that we as believers or as those who follow God should love others like we love ourselves. Then in verse 19, there's a weird one. Let's see here. If I go back to 19, it says, do not wear clothing woven of two kinds of material. Do not plant your field with two kinds of seed. Do not mate different kinds of animals. I kind of was wondering what was going on there. In the study Bible notes, it says such mixing symbolically violated the distinction God established in the created order. And so this is just a reminder to respect God as creator. There are all these different gods with little g's in the Egyptian pantheon and in Canaan where they're headed. And God wants to remind the people that he is their God and he is the only God. There's the part also about tattoos. This is always very interesting to youth. We had this, series one time where we said you can ask anything, and one of the questions was, is it wrong to get a tattoo? And so we went here in Leviticus 19 to discuss whether it's wrong, and some of the points that we came away with is, first of all, they were all underage, so they had to have their parents' permission because they had to keep the fifth commandment to honor their father and mother. And then we talked about with a tattoo in this context, the problem was that it was related with to pagan rituals or pagan religion. So they were getting this tattoos. Lots of women were for fertility. They thought it would help them to be able to have children. And so it was related to something pagan. And so we talked about the importance of a tattoo and how it relates to the faith. Does it honor the Lord? And is it something, this is very practical though, that you can live with for life? Many times when I see someone with a tattoo, I want to know the story behind it. Is there some kind of redemptive narrative behind it? And oftentimes there is either a creative expression of who they are, and that relates to the creative nature of our God, that He has made us in His image, or perhaps that they've gone through something, and then this is a symbol of what they have, that they've come through on the other side. Ultimately, we must remember that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and so we need to use them, whatever we do, to glorify the Lord. Today from the Psalms, we'll read Psalm 3, which is of David when he fled from his son Absalom. I want you to think about the middle of the psalm where he talks about sleep. Who is it that sustains him and wakes him again? Lord, how many are my foes? How many rise up against me? Many are saying of me, God will not deliver him. But you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, the one who lifts my head high. I call out to the Lord, and He answers me from His holy mountain. I lie down and sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me. I will not fear, though tens of thousands assail me on every side. Arise, Lord, deliver me, my God. Strike all my enemies on the jaw. Break the teeth of the wicked. From the Lord comes deliverance. May your blessing be on your people. As we move over to the New Testament, today we will wrap up the book of 1 Corinthians by reading chapter 16. Just want to remind you a few things about 1 Corinthians. First, it was written by Paul. It has 16 chapters, and Paul is giving advice to the churches in Corinth all throughout the book. There are some teaching themes that include the idea that love is the most important thing of all. Remember the chapter on love. Then there are sections about divisions in the church and the importance of unity. And they were debating who were the best teachers. And so Paul says that ultimately Christ is above all. There's a very important section about believers and how we will be raised from the dead in the resurrection. And in today's passage, there's a section about collecting money for the Lord's people. And then Paul has some personal requests, and he ends the letter by greeting different people and sending greetings from those who are with him. Verse 1. Now about the collection for the Lord's people, do what I told the Galatian churches to do. On the first day of every week, each one of you should set aside a sum of money in keeping with your income, saving it up so that when I come, no collections will have to be made. Then when I arrive, I will give letters of introduction to the men you approve and send them with your gift to Jerusalem. If it seems advisable for me to go also, they will accompany me. After I go through Macedonia, I will come to you, for I will be going through Macedonia. Perhaps I will stay with you for a while or even spend the winter, so that you can help me on my journey wherever I go. For I do not want to see you now and make only a passing visit. I hope to spend some time with you if the Lord permits. But I will stay on at Ephesus until Pentecost because a great door for effective work has opened to me, and there are many who oppose me. When Timothy comes, see to it that he has nothing to fear while he is with you, for he is carrying on the work of the Lord, just as I am. No one then should treat him with contempt, Send him on his way in peace so that he may return to me. I'm expecting him along with the brothers. Now about our brother Apollos, I strongly urged him to go to you with the brothers. He was quite unwilling to go now, but he will go when he has the opportunity. Be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong. Do everything in love. You know that the household of Stephanas were the first converts in Achaia, and they have devoted themselves to the service of the Lord's people. I urge you, brothers and sisters, to submit to such people and to everyone who joins in the work and labors at it. I was glad when Stephanas, Fortunatus, and Achaicus arrived because they have supplied what was lacking from you. For they refreshed my spirit and yours also. Such men deserve recognition. The churches in the province of Asia send you greetings. Aquila and Priscilla greet you warmly in the Lord, and so does the church that meets at their house. All the brothers and sisters here send you greetings. Greet one another with a holy kiss. I, Paul, write this greeting in my own hand. If anyone does not love the Lord, let the person be cursed. Come, Lord. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with you. My love to all of you in Christ Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening along as we read God's Word together. Verse 13 and 14 from 1 Corinthians 16 stands out to me today as something that we can pray. It says, be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong, do everything in love. Will you pray with me? Father, we are not enough, and we just pray, Lord, that as we read, you would remind us that your Spirit is with us and helping us. My brothers and sisters have so much going on in these days, and I pray, Lord, that as they contend in this world, that they would be on guard, that you would draw them to yourself, that your Holy Spirit would be with them. Help them, Lord, to stand firm in the faith in their workplace, in their community, in their family. Help them to be courageous in the face of fear. Help them, Lord, to remember that you are always with them and you are working. Help them to be strong. And Lord, help us to remember to do everything in love. We love you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the promise we have in you. We thank you for the resurrection. We thank you, Lord, for the hope that we have. Help us, Lord, as we seek to honor you with our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.